Okay, today is Daf Mem Zayin. We're actually on Daf Mem Zayin on the top line. So, the Gemara said, top line, Mishnah said, Hayechad mehem besachek b'kuvya. If one of the litigants was a besachek b'kuvya or any type of psula edus, if such a person can't testify, then the shvua is thrown to the other party. So, hasulamali. Why did the Mishnah, this is a simple shot of this question, why did the Mishnah have to list off all these people? We already said, someone's postulated. I need you five examples of someone who's postulated. Why did the Mishnah have to bother with that? So the Gemara answers, Tana psul d'oraisa, v'katani psul d'orbanan. Right, because we mentioned apostle d'oraisa. Who is apostle d'oraisa? Apostle d'oraisa is somebody who swears falsely, and apostle d'orbanan are these older psul, someone who charges interest, and someone who's a Pesach Hebekuvia, someone who sells Shemitah stuff. So why are those? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Pesach Hebekuvia, Gazlin de Rabbanan who? You're only a Gazlin de Rabbanan. Darmina nasmach de lokanya, because when you're gambling, you're willing to lose that money. You're willing to do it because it's part of the game, right? So, but and what's asmachta? Asmachta means you think you're going to win. Nobody thinks they're going to lose. Nobody does that. You think you're going to win. So you're really sort of like mochel the losses. That's not a kinyan. It's not the lokanya, right? Aval midaraisa lav gazam. Midaraisa, you're not a gazam. Why not? So they explain because the way you're a gazam midaraisa is if you hold up somebody, right? Hold up somebody, take a gun, hold up somebody, pickpocket somebody. You get the money from his possession to your possession with some kind of force or trick. Here, all these other cases, I'm selling you produce. Paying for it. I'm a goslin. Happens to be the usher of produce. Right? It's not a goslin d'oraisa. It's not a goslin d'oraisa. Well, only cases like that. I'm telling you apples. Happens to be a shemitah apple. So, I'm a goslin for that. Not a goslin. He postulates this. Why he postulates this? Because you put money in front of the Torah. So if you put money in front of the Torah, right? In America, same thing. Your credibility is in question. Credibility is in question, so the halacha says he can't swear. Okay? No, that's not, there's just a derabbanan. That could be a mekach tos. Right? Okay. Now, hayishnei chashudim. So if the two people, what that happened to you? Someone told you how to. The two people that both of them can't swear. For whatever reason, they both can't swear. So the Mishnah said something cryptic. The Mishnah said that Chazra Shvua Limkoma. What am I doing? No, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. No. Hayishnei Chashudim. I'm sorry. Right. If two people are Chashud, they're both no good. They're both gamblers, right? Neither of them can swear. So the Mishnah said something very cryptic. It said Chazra Shvua Limkoma. The Shvua goes back to its source. The Pashtas, I didn't know this tomorrow when I did that Mishnah, and I said that means, based on the Masifta, that the Shavua goes to the party that originally was supposed to make the Shavua. Reuben's supposed to swear. He's a gambler. So Shimon has to swear. He's also a gambler. So Reuben has to swear. That idea of putting off the Shavua to someone else was a kind of derabanan, but that can't happen because the other guy's also a gambler. So it goes back to the original party. It's actually going to be a machlokas, what that means. But before we get to that machlokas, Amalei Rubble of Nachman. By the way, that was Rav Yossi. That was Rav Yossi's shot. Rav Meir said, Yachloku. Yachloku. Rav Meir said, Yachloku. So, the question that Rav is going to ask Rav Nachman is, Heichi Tnan. Apparently, there was another Girta out there that switched the names. That reversed the name. And that's very relevant, because Halacha is, we always pass it on Rav Yossi, we don't pass it on Rav Yossi, so we need to know who said what. So Amalei, lo yadana. I don't know. I don't know the correct girsa. Hilchas Amai, so what's the halacha? Amalei, lo yadana. So it says Rav Nachman. I don't know. Itmar, Amar Rav Yossi, Bar Meunier, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yossi, Omer Yachloku. We have another source where Rav Nachman maybe changed his mind, maybe he heard something, that Rav Yossi is the one who said Yachloku, which, by the way, is unlike our Mishnah. Our Mishnah has it in Rameh, the one who said that. But they had a different girsa where they changed the names around. I can't tell you, Rav Zvira, Roshia, Rav Yossi, Omer Yachloku. Rav Yossi is the one who said he divided up. Ikka da Amri, Tani Rav Zvid, Amri Rav Yossi, Amri Achloku. Rav Yosi the one who said Yachloku, Amar Rav Yosi from Anuni, Avad Rav Nachman of the Yachloku. It's actually one of the case that Cain the son of Rav Nachman says him, and Rav Nachman Paskin, Yachloku, because he Paskin like Rav Yosi, and Rav Yosi is the Tana that said that Shita. Okay? The question is, why is it Yachloku? Why? Right? Why? So Tosfos, I'll tell you why. Because we have a din. That any, this din is going to come up five times today. Any time you can't swear, you have to pay. If you can't swear, any yachol lishava, yishale. Right? If you can't swear, you have to pay. So, both of them can't swear. So both of them should have to pay. You can't both pay. That's what we're saying. Right? So the two of you together, both can't swear. But the chiddush is that mitzvah we throw the shvua onto the other party. He either kills or can't swear, but he has to pay. Yechloku. The answer is yes, right? Neither party can swear. Yechloku. Good. Okay. Now, chazva shvul and koma. The shvua goes back to its source. They both can't swear. They're both no good. So the shvua goes back to its source. What does that mean? That means as follows. Lehechem chazva. Where does it go back to? Amar Rav Yami says, Rabbi Seinu Sheva Bavel Amru, the Rabbanim in Bavel said, you know what it means? Chazra Shvua L'Sinai. It goes back to the Shvua that you made at Har Sinai. What does that mean? Rashi, L'Sinai, third line. L'Shvua is Har Sinai. It goes back to the Shvua of Har Sinai. Shehishbia HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael. That Hashem made the Bnei Yisrael swear, Al Lo Sigzal. You took a shvua. Where's that shvua? And the Bnei Yisrael make a shvua. What? That's a shvua. It's a shvua. Hashem said, I'm telling you the Ten Commandments. We didn't make a shvua to that. What? So some say that actually. Pashtus is that in Pashtus Mishpatim, it says that Moshe, you might even say it, Rashi. Sheshbiya Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Lo Sigzal. No, he doesn't say it. But who? Some say that with Moshe, it says in Parashat Shvatim that Hashem made a bris with Moshe after Har Sinai, and you can't have a bris without a shvur. Therefore, there must have been a shvur. That's the makar. Anyway, so not the shvur that we're talking about, the chazur shvulim koma, not a shvur from this case. No, nothing to do with that. The idea that you promise you're never going to steal. But who? Yifra min hakofer yedal chaviro, and. You should pay back what you deny. Abel Bezin ain't his kakin lo, lo le shvuv, lo le peron. In other words, according to the Shita, right? According to the Shita, the shvuv goes back to Har Sinai, right? You have to pay what you stole from someone else. You're supposed to do that. However, Bezin will not put a shvuv on you, right? And therefore, you don't have to pay. According to this sheet, you don't have to pay back. You come and say, you owe me $100. I say, it's not true. I can't swear. You can't swear. Do you get the $100? The answer is no. The answer is no. Why? Because you have a din. You have a chiyuv. At Har Sinai, you swore you're not going to steal. You don't want to keep that shavua. What can I tell you? Bezin can't make you pay. You're not allowed to swear. The other guy, he also can't swear. So... No one gets paid. No money changes over here. That's the first. That's the Rabbi Seinu and Bavel. Rabbi Seinu ship Eretz Yisrael Amru. No, the ones in Eretz Yisrael said no. Chazra Shvua leMechuyevla. No, the Shvua goes back to the one that had to make the Shvua. He can't swear. So what? Swear anyway. He's a gambler. So what? Okay. Amr of Papa. Now. Rabbi Seinu Sheva Bavel, who are those people? They are Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Seinu Sheva Eretz Yisrael, who are they? Rabbi Abba. It's Rabbi Abba. Now, we're going to have a whole complicated Gemara now to prove that Rav and Shmuel hold that if you can't swear, you don't have to pay. Okay, very complicated case now. Ready? It's the same idea. Whenever you can't swear, you don't have to pay. Here it's true. And in this crazy case we're going to have now, it's also true. Rav Seinu Sheva Bavel, Rav Shmuel. The Rav Seinu Bavel are Rav and Shmuel. d'tnan, because we learned in a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah from 2 days ago, that says like this, v'chein ha'yisomim lo yiparu ela b'shvua. Yisomim cannot collect unless there's a shvua, right? What happened was, their father died. They're going through the papers in the study, and they notice that somebody owes the father $1 million. It's the brother. You know anything about this loan? Know anything about it? Let's call him up. Get $1 million. There has to be a shvua. That's what the Mishnah said. Sahavinanva, and we inquired about that Mishnah, Miman. Who's swearing here? Who's making the shvua? Who's making the shvua? Ilema milove. Right? You're going to make the love swear? That doesn't make any sense. You know why? Because, what's going to happen? You're going to call up the Lova. By the way, we just found the star over here. Owe my father $1 million. Will you please send a check? No, make a shavua. Avuhon shakil below shavua. Had the father been alive, there would be no shavua. Why would there be no shavua? Because I have a document that says you owe me $1 million. Why do I have to swear? Why do I have to swear for that? What? Then why do I have the document? That's Baba Metzia Parak Aleph. Why do I have the document? Right? Well, that's basic stuff. So why should anything change? Because the father died. Why should anything change? Right? Same thing. The father's a Malva. He lent somebody $1 million. I got a document. Owe me $1 million. What, just because I died, I should change? Why should anything change? That can't be pshat. Ti'ihu b'shvua, v'inu b'shvua. What, do you so now have to make a shvua? Why? That can't be. Elahachi kamar. Here's the story. V'chein yisomim min ha'yisomim lo yiparu el b'shvua. Nah, the case is that both the malva and the lova are dead. So now, recall up the boys of the lova. By the way, our father lent your father $1 million. So please send the check. In such a case, now there has to be a shvua. Okay? What? Oh. How are they able to swear? They have no knowledge. The Rav and Shmuel Amri Tarvayu. So Rav and Shmuel pipe up and say, this only makes sense. Lo shanu, this whole din. By the way, who has to swear? Which party has to swear? The Soma of the Malda has to swear. That what? As far as we know, this loan was not paid. They don't know. They're going to make a shavua that says like this. On our father's deathbed, he never said a word. He didn't say it's paid. He didn't say anything. That much they can make a shavua. They can make a shavua to that. Do they know if it was paid? They have no idea. All they can say is, Dad never told us it was paid off. We should have ripped it up. He never said that. But that's only true. Lo shanu elishemes hamalve v'chaye love. That's only true if the malve died first. Why? We'll see in a minute. Avol meis love b'chaye malve, but if the love died first, right? Then the halacha is that if a malve, let's say a malve wants to go over to a love and say, owe me money. Fine. What if the love died? And the malve, to collect from the love, he's not alive anymore. Now you want to go to these children. Now you have to swear. Because you can't collect money from your someone without a shavua. That's basic. So if the lova died first, anyway the malva had to make a shavua. Anyway there was a shavua that had to be made. What? No, assume it was. So anyway there has to, might not make a difference if the loan was due or not, because the halacha is, you can't collect from your someone without a shavua. So if the lova died first, now the malva says to himself, I got to make a shavua. All right, I'll make a shavua. A week later, the malva dies. When the malva died, there was a shavua that had to be made anyway. Anyway, there was a shavua. Right? I've made lova b'chayi malva, but if the lova died first, and then the malva died, right? They're never going to collect. Why? Because kvaras chayi malva, Livnei Lova Shavua. The Malva already had to make a Shavua to Livnei Lova. The only way the Malva was ever going to collect that money was with a Shavua. Right? Why? Because the Lova died. the ain adam morish l'shvua l'banav. You can't bequeath a shvua. The only way the malva was going to collect that money was by making a shvua. But now the malva died. So how are the yeshomim going to get that money? They're going to make a shvua? Can't bequeath a shvua. Therefore, they're never going to get the money. You can't be Yorish, Rashi says. At the moment the Lova died, the only way you're going to collect was with a Shvua. The Kaimalon, you can't collect from Yasim except if you have a Shvua. The Ain Adam Moish Lovan of Mamon Shu's Chayav of Shvua. Right? Alma, what do you see from here? Hoel, Huhumokuyav, Shvua, Shlois Kabalti Chovze. Right? Since there would have to have been a shavua that said, I was not paid back, I didn't get paid back, the malva was going to have to make that shavua to the children of the lova. The yisomim ain yichavli shavakein. They can't make that shavua. Ela shalo pagdanu abba. The only thing they could say is, my father never said a word to us. They don't know if it was paid or not. They have no clue. The ain zish shavua hamutel at alavim. That's not the same shavua that the father had to make. The gam yisome lova ain yichavli shava sheperona avuhon. So the Lova can't make the Shavua. Why not? The Lova's children can't make the Shavua. Kedam Rav Shmuel, Shlo Yiparu. Because Rav Shmuel already said that. Alma, Hamachayev Shavua Be'en Yochel Yishava, Lozeh V'lozeh. Nobody could swear here. Nobody could swear. What's the din? No money changes hands. What do you see? That Rav Shmuel holds that in a case where no money can change hands, I'm sorry, in a case where no Shavua can be made, no money changes hands. So in a case where you're both gamblers and none of you could swear, what happens? The shvua goes back to Har Sinai, nobody gets paid. No money changes hands. Exactly. That's exactly how we prove it. Just like by the case of the Yisomim, very difficult case of the Yisomim. No money will change hands. Why? Because no one could swear. So too, by the case of the two gamblers, no one could swear. No money changes hands. Ah, the Mishnah said the shvua goes back to its source. Yeah, that means it goes back to Har Sinai. Yeah, you're a goslin. You violated the oath. That you took it hard not to be a goslin. Can Bezin do anything about it? Bezin cannot. Right? I don't know. I hear what you're saying, because it wasn't due, so then how can the issue anyway? But I don't know. Right? Good question. Okay. Good? So far, so good? Good. Now, Rabbi Seinu Sheba Eretz Yisrael, who are the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael? That was Rabbi Abba. That's Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba held the person, both of them can't make a shvua. Both no good. So what happens? You go back to the guy who's supposed to make the shvua to begin with. He makes the shvua. How do we know that? Hahu Gavra, there was once a guy, the Chatav Naska Michavre. He grabbed something that belonged to his friend. Reuben grabbed the block of silver, right, that's what a Naska means. He grabs it from Shimon. Asa l'kamed Ravami. Shimon runs to Ravami. Yosef Rabbi Abba kamed. And Rabbi Abba sitting there. Aisi chad sadi. And Shimon brings one witness. D'michtav chatif aminei. That Reuben grabbed the thing away from him. Shimon does not have two witnesses. He has one witness. So he brings the witness to court, Levi. Levi says, yeah, Aisa l'Reuben grabbed that out of Shimon's hand. I saw that happen. Amale, Reuben says, not the dying. In, yes, Chatfi, I did grab it out of Shimon's hand. But you know what? Vididi Chatfi, it was mine. It belonged to me. Right? Says Rav Ami, Amar Rav Ami, Heichal Adainu Dina Lahai Dina. How are we going to judge this case? How are we going to judge this case? Namale Zil Shlim. Should we tell Shimon, pay back the item? Or should we tell him that? Leka, Tre, Tazi. There aren't two witnesses here to this event. Niftere, should we let Shimon off the hook? Should we potter him? Take a chatzada. Well, there's one witness that says he grabbed it. Right? There's one witness that says he grabbed it. Namele Zilishtaba. Should we make him swear? Right? What are we going to make him swear? We're going to make him swear to dispute the conclusion of the 1-8. The 1-8 obviously says that it was a theft. The 1-8 that I saw you stole from my friend Shimon, right? What are we going to make Shimon do? Swear that it was really his? That's what you want to do? What? Why not? Why not? It's impossible. Why? This is a little hard. Kivan to Amar Michtav Chatvi, right? Since he admits that he grabbed it. He admits he grabbed it, right? Havaleki Gazlan. He's like a little bit of a Gazlan. Therefore, he can't swear, right? Yes, we do say that. That's a good question. I know. So I know. So here's what Ravava says. Amalei Ravava. Ravava says this. Havi mechuyav shvuah. Really, you're mechayav shvuah. Really, you're mechayav shvuah, right? V'yachol yishava. But you can't. You can't make a shvuah. So what do we say? Okay, up. Because you have 1-8 saying it's not your object. But that implies it's not his. That implies it's not his. Otherwise, what's the 8 saying? What's the 8 saying? That you walked into shul, picked up your own talus? What's the 8 saying? Maybe he knows. Maybe that's exactly what he's doing. He's saying, of course it was a theft. I know this guy. I know these parties. This didn't belong to him. I was with him when he bought it in the store 20 minutes ago. We just went to the store to buy this item. All of a sudden, Shimon comes and grabs it. Right? That must be the case. Right, he knows it's a fact. Like, what do you mean I bought it? I'm the one who bought it. It's mine. So they're having a fight about it. So it's 1-8. So he can't swear. So what would we say? B'chol mekuyav shvuah v'ein yachol l'shava mishalim. You can't swear? Pay up. So too, in the case of the two gamblers, neither of them could swear. The one who's supposed to swear can't swear. What's the answer? Pay up. Who asks questions in Tosvos? Asks Tosvos, right? How come over here we don't make the other guy swear? We can't make him swear because he is a little bit of a godsman. So make the guy who comes with the 1-8, make him swear. No, what? What do you mean? The halacha is, if you can't swear, the other guy has to swear. Right? Same thing over here. What? Okay. Right. So you're saying basically you're saying what Tulsa's answer. He what? You're Tulsa's guy, right? Good. So he says like this. When do we say the din? That if you can't swear, we put the shvuah on someone else. That's only where you're puzzled to swear. You're puzzled for shvuah. Why? Because you're a gambler. Here, this guy's not puzzled to swear. Can this guy swear in a different case? He's only possible in this crazy case because he took it and it's an aid. Right? Could this guy be incarcerated somewhere else? Of course! Only in this crazy case is possible. We don't say the din then to put the shvuah on someone else. By a gamble, we'll do that. Why? Because he's never going to be a good aid. He's not a good aid anywhere. Not here, not in a different case. He's a possible aid. Then we'll have a din. Yeah, the other guy has to swear. Here, nothing wrong with this guy. We have to find some crazy case of Ami had a crazy situation where the guy can't swear. Then you have to pay. What do you see? The Nakuda is the same. If you ever can't swear, you have to pay. Okay? Amar Rava, says Rava, Kavaseh de Rabbi Abba Mistabra. I think Rava is correct. I think he's right. Right? The Tani, Rabbi Ami, because Rabbi Ami learned, it says like this. It says in Shmos, Shavuot Hashem, Tihyeh Bein Shnehem, the Shavuot should be between the two of them. What does that mean? Right, we know that the dispute, the Shavuot should be between the two of them. So Rava makes the drasha between the two of them. Below, Bein HaYarshim, but not between the Yarshim. Hechidami, what's the case where the Shavuot should be between the two of the parties and not Yarshim? If it's a case where the guy says, Mana la'aba v'yaravicha, right? My father lent your father $100, right? V'amale, and the Yoresh says back, Chamishin itzle, 50, I agree with you. V'chamishin lesle, the other 50 is not true. The classic example of Moda v'miktat, what's the din that the boy, the son of the Lova, has to swear? Mali hu, mali avur. What's the chiddush in that? What's the difference if it's the son or the father? It's the case of Moda v'miktat, you have to swear. Right? Elala, that can't be the case where we say, Shavuot Hashem, Tiyah Beit Shnehem, but not between Yarshim. What, a case of Moda v'miktat? No, there's going to be a Shavuot from the Yarshim. No question about it. What's the case? Elalav, the Amale, one Yoresh said, right? Mana la'aba b'yaravicha, your father owes me $50. I'm sorry. Mana la'aba b'yaravicha, your father owed my father $100. The Amale, and the son of the Love says, Chamshin Yadana. 50, you're correct. The Chamshin, the other 50, Lo Yadana. I have no clue. What's the din? No Shavua. Why? Because Shavuot Hashem, Tia Ben Shnehem, only did. Is that a case of Moda B'Mikta? I agree. No, 50, I don't know. I have no clue. That's a machlok, it's above Messiah. Says the Gemara, if you hold that in such a situation, with a regular Lova, that would be Moda B'Mikta, and the father would have to swear, right? I ask you, where's the $100? 50, I agree. The other 50, I have no clue. I'm not denying it. I'm not admitting it. If a father would have to swear in such a case, it's your call miftagar b'yarshim. That makes sense that the yarshim don't have to swear in such a case. Why? Because that's the rovitz chiddush. Yarshim don't swear. El iyamrit adav ki agavna nami pater. But if in such a case, a father would not have to swear. Why? Because the machlokes if it's above metzia, is that a case of Moses mitzvahs or not? And if the father wouldn't have to swear, then why is the son swear? Of course the son doesn't have to swear. If the father doesn't have to swear in such a case, neither would the son. Right? Therefore, you know what? It must be Rabab is correct. Because Rabab said that you have to swear. Rabab said that you have to pay. You can't swear, you have to pay. Over here, it's not so clear. Right? No. So Rav and Shmuel said, Rav and Shmuel said that if you can't swear, nobody pays. Says Rava, that's not so true. Right? That's not so true. What about a case where there is no Shavua and you might have to pay? According to Rav Abba, it's a machloka. If you hold Moda v'mikta and the other half you say you don't know. Right? Depending on how you come down on that, it could be you're going to have the Yoshua going to have to pay. Right? Therefore, this can't be Rav and Shmuel. The Rav and Shmuel, what did Rav and Shmuel do with that pasuk? Hi, Shavuot Hashem, my Darshi Bey. What do they do with that pasuk? Mibayalei, look at the Tanya. They use it for the following part. Shimon ben Tarfon, Omer, Shimon ben Tarfon says, Shavuot Hashem, Tihyeh Ben Shnehem. Right? It says it should be a Shavuot two of them. Olamed, Shavua Chola Al Shnehem. That means that the Shavuot applies on both of them. What does that mean? The Shavua applies on both of them. That means, very, very, very different. Gus, you're not going to like this. What it means is, if one party swears falsely, the other party is also guilty of a Shavua Sheker. Ah, he did nothing wrong. Don't lend your money to unscrupulous people. Basically what he's saying. Don't lend your money to unscrupulous people. Okay? Basically what he's saying. Are you as guilty as the other party? I don't know. How does Shemayim view this? I don't know. But on some level, you're considered at fault because you facilitated a Shavua Sheker. Okay? Now, believe it or not, we have like five lines of Agadah here. Because we said, what? Once we said Shirman Tarfon, now other parts from Shirman Tarfon. Shirman Tarfon Omer, Azhara Laokev Achar Noet Minayan. What does that mean? Don't facilitate someone doing the Avera of adultery. Don't facilitate a riot. Yeah. Don't arrange the opportunity. You didn't do anything wrong. I'm just going to rent a hotel room for two people, two married people, married other. I didn't do the Avera. I'm just renting the hotel room for them. Right? Talmud Lama, you can't do that. Lo Sino, Lo Tan If, we read it. Don't facilitate that. You can't do that. Not really, I got it. Next. It said, what? No, two more lines. It said when the Meraglim came back and gave a false report, so it says in the pasuk over there, that they rugnu ba'olechem, that they were stirring in the machaneh, the people, everyone went to back to their houses. Shem time for you know what that means? What does this mean? Tartem v'ginisem ba'ol oshel makom. They embarrassed and belittled the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the ohel moed. It doesn't mean in their own tent. It doesn't mean each family went back to their house and started having fights and discussion. That's what it means. It means they went to the Beit HaMikdash, to the Ohel, to the Mishkan, and belittled Hashem over there. One more. It says in Dvarim Aleph, right, Perek Zayin, Nahar HaGadol Nahar Pras. The Nahar HaGadol, the Nahar Pras. Shem Ben Tarfon Omer, that Krav Lagabe Dihina the Idhan. Someone who's Chashav, we associate chashuv things. Okay? What does that mean? Rashi says, you know what that means? That means the Nahar Pras is the smallest of the four rivers. Why? Because it's the last one mentioned in Parashat Bereishis. The last one mentioned in Parashat Bereishis. Therefore, it's the smallest one. It's the smallest one, yet it's called Nahar Gadol. Why? Because of the Shaykhah to Eretz Yisrael. Something that Shaykhah says, all of a sudden it becomes a big deal. The Rashi says that Rashi is impossible. The Gemara proves in Brachas that the Nahar Pras is the biggest one. The Rashi says it's the smallest one because it's mentioned last. The Rashi says it's the biggest one. The Gemara says black and white. So the Gemara's question according to the Rashi is, then why didn't the Pasuk say that in Bereishis? Why did the Pasuk wait till Devarim to say that it's the biggest one? The answer is, because in Bereishis, it has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Why should I mention it? In Devarim, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, we point out, by the way, it's the biggest one. The Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Eved Melech Kemelech. You know, the Eved of the Melech also is a Melech. What does that mean? He has access like a Melech. But the Eved has access like you can't get to the Melech, but the janitor can. Why? He has access. In a way, he's a little better than you. So too, the river, what's the river? But the river just helps things grow. Yeah, but it's like a Melech. Okay. Now, Rachen Vini Al Pinkaso. So what do we say? We said like this. A guy walks into a store and says to the storekeeper, listen, I owe my workers money. You let them take store credit, and I'll pay you. Okay? Let them take store credit. Let them take whatever they want. Write it down. I'll pay you. Then what happened? The store owner said, I gave it to them. So Mr. Boss, please pay me. The workers say, we never got a thing. Right? So what do we say? The workers have to swear, and the owner of the store has to swear. Then we said, someone's sure lying here, right? So, Tanya, I'm a Rebbe. Torach Shavu is Elama. What's the pshat with the swear? Someone's lying over here. I'm a Lerabchia. Tanina, no, you have it wrong. Shnehem nishvotin v'not lemi balabayis. The balabayis is going to have to pay twice. Not that the storekeeper swears I paid, and they swear to the storekeeper, no, you didn't pay us. Right? That's a clear lie. Here, it's still a lie, but it's better. Why? The store owner swears to the owner, you owe me money. The workers swear to the owner, you owe us a salary. It's not really a lie. Right? Happens to be the chenzini, but I paid them. The workers say, we never got paid from you. So each one has a claim against the owner. You know what? The owner's going to have to pay twice. Why? Shouldn't have gone down this road. Right? Kibla b'nei or lo kibla b'nei. Do we accept that shot or not? Toshma, the Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Paulin, Ishboin, Lechenveni. It says that the Paulin, the workers, swear to the Chenveni. That's not true. The Anisa, it should say Labala Bayesin Paulin. They swear to the owner. They don't swear to the storekeeper. Says the Gemara, no, 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 Omar Rava, no. You're right. They swear to the owner. However, the storekeeper is sitting there in the room. Why? So they should be embarrassed. You're lying in front of his face. Paulin, Ishboin, Labala Bayes, the Mayim with Chenveni. The Chenveni is standing there. They should be embarrassed to be lying like this. So if it's maybe they'll be boosted into not swearing falsely. The guy's standing right there. But if it works out that way. Okay, now ready? Okay, we have 4 minutes to get to the bottom. This is not hard at all. We're gonna go more into this tomorrow. Itmar. Shteki te edim. You have two sets of edim. Hamachisha zu ezu. Cotton number one says Reuben killed Shimon. Cotton number two says no, Levi killed Shimon. So what happens if there's two sets of edim? They're no good. Can they testify in other cases? Now, one cot, presumably, is telling the truth. One cot, presumably, is lying. We don't know which one. So can they testify in other cases? That's the Gemara's question. It's a machlok. So, Amar of Huna, Zebob of Ne'asum Me'ida. Yeah, cotton number one can come in another case and testify. And the other cot can come in another case and testify. Why not? Rav Chisda Amar, Bahadi Sadi Shakra Lamali. Why are we going to entertain Pasul Edom? It's only a suffix, that's true. But so what? It's a suffix, absolutely not. So it's a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Now, the Gemara, what? Oh, Rashi points that out. Rashi points out if one aid from cot one and one aid from cot two come together, everybody will agree that's possible. Everybody will agree that can't happen. Okay, somebody there's definitely a liar. Right? Everybody will agree that's possible. Okay? Rashi points that out. Now, here about this. Shnei Malvin, two Malves, Ushnei Lovin, and two lenders, Ushnei Taros, and two Sparos. Cot number one signed on one star. Cotton number two signed on the other star. Are these good staros? Hayanu Plutayu. That's our machloket. According to Rav Huna, yes. According to Rav Chisda, no. Neither star is good according to Rav Chisda. And according to Rav Huna, both stars are good. Right? How about this one? Malve de Love. One Malve, one Love, but stay staros. Which is ridiculous. What happened? Reuben lent Shimon $100. Cotton number one signed. A week later, Reuven lent Shimon $200, and cotton number two signed. Says to Gemara, Yad Balashtar al Tachtona. He could collect at least $100. Could be Manavsha. One of these days, one pair is good. We don't know which one. So there's a $100 loan standing, and a $200. $100 you can get. Why? Because even if the $200 one is the kosher, at least $100 you can get. At least you can half that. So that makes sense. Right? How about this one? Shnei Malvin, two Malves, Velova Echad, one borrower, and Shtei Shtaros, and two Shtaros. You know what? Hainu Matznifim. That's the exact same case as our Mishnah. We have a Chenveni, a store owner, workers, and the Balabas, and each one says you pay. That's the exact same case as our Mishnah. And the last one, Shnei Lovin, two borrowers, Malve Echad, one Malve. I lend to you, and I lend to you, and Shtei Shtaros. And I have two shtaros. My, what's the din over here? So Rashi points out, my, that's the only kasha according to Rav Huna. Only according to Rav Huna is the kasha. What do you mean the case? There's two loves, you and him, I'm one malve. I have a shtar with you, and I have a shtar with him. What? One of them, one aid and one pair of aid is definitely liars. No, but they were hachashin in another case. In the murder trial, one cot said one thing, one cot said another thing. So the one of them's lying. We don't know which one. So I lend you $100 to have one cot. I lend him $100 to have another cot. Can I collect from you? Can I collect from him? So according to Rav Chisda, it's not a shayla. Of course he can't. Right? Rav Chisda said it's no good. According to Rav Huna, what about Rav Huna? So the answer is teiku. You hear that? Can I collect? One of you guys are liars. So what? But the people that ate on that side are puffled. Why are they puzzled? Because they've been disproven in another case. They might be, it's a suffix. One of them is definitely puzzled. One of them is definitely puzzled. Right? Either Reuven killed Shimon or Levi killed Shimon. Only one of them did it. One says, one, so they're puzzled, ate them. A suffix puzzle. So now I have the star against you and the star against him. One cuts on that star, one cuts on that. Can I collect anything? That's the table. Okay, according to Rav Huna, according to Kitzik, you shall not. Why? There's no Edom over here. There's no stars. Nothing here. What? There's no verbal law. There's a star. He said, I deny it. But I have a star. Yeah? Who signed it? Those guys? Those guys are jokes. Okay, so we'll stop here, and then we'll pick up tomorrow more about this machlokes. Everybody have a good Shabbos. Yeah, 8.